Do you know that God loves you and loves you and loves you? LOL Radio presents Knowing God's Love, discussing issues and concerns relevant in today's culture for teens and young adults and parents and grandparents. Brought to you with a spiritual and faith perspective. God loves you no matter what. And now, here is Knowing God's Love with host Rachel Findlay.
I will be starting with prayer and welcoming the Holy Spirit into our lives and opening our hearts to feel His unconditional love for us so that we are lifted out of darkness. I am Rachel Findlay. I am not an expert. I don't claim to be. I am a stay-at-home mom that has been through things and trials and tribulations with my faith, just like all of us. And the purpose for me and for this show is to discuss tough subjects we don't understand, to help one another see the truth behind the struggles. We are more alike in this world than we realize. By bringing the Lord into our heart, you will be bringing Him into your home. I believe with all my heart, 100%, religious structure and relationship with Him will bring all good things. It can't bring a bad thing. We have all tried and tried to control everything. And most of the time, I will guarantee that it hasn't worked. But by giving it to God and building a relationship with the Lord, you have support. And by that, bringing all that structure into your home, you're setting an example for your family, and you're being a leader walking in the light of Christ. Now, in order to do all this, you're probably asking yourself, what is a relationship with God? Does it have to be going to church every Sunday? Yes, that we like to see your face in church on Sunday mornings. I know the priests love to see your beautiful faces in the morning. But if you can't, your relationship doesn't need to be complicated. It may be as simple as God tugging on your heart to spend quality time with Him in prayer. You don't need to sit or kneel. You can simply go for a morning walk or an evening walk. Do the sign of the cross and open your heart to the possibility of feeling His love for you. Today in our world, most of us are consumed by addiction, bullying within schools, and depression, but the darkness affects our souls. Our souls need food to grow along with light. And I have found out through all of these things that it's not an overnight process where you fall asleep or go for this 3-mile walk and you come back renewed in your faith and you are saying, I'm ready for you. Bring it on. You don't come back that strong. It doesn't take one night. It may not take a week or a year, but I will promise you that the fight is worth it. And if you keep going, God will love you and show you so many beautiful things that this world has to offer. So don't give up. Everything that grows in this life takes time and patience. But by building your relationship with God, this is opening up so many glorious ways for Him to rid of darkness and fill your heart and souls with the light of His love. Now be careful, because I didn't say that by walking in the light of the Lord, you are going to all of a sudden become a perfect human being with no mistakes. Human beings are not perfect. And we all judge, most of us judge, people based on many reasons. In order to welcome change, we should try leaving the judge or leaving the judging to God. And I say that because He is our judge. What I say about something or what somebody else says about this person, it doesn't matter, because He is our Father. He watches you, He judges you. So you need to live your life the way that you feel the Lord God would want you to live it, not the way other people see it or perceive you. This task is so hard to do. It's not easy. And again, that's not something that comes overnight. But rather than us judging and looking at people and using our observations to judge them based on their looks or their lifestyle, Why not, if you see someone struggling or you have a feeling there's something going on, why not lend a hand? Why not ask, hey, are you okay? Or is there something I can help you with? Or can I direct you in the right direction? Where, you know, you might actually, by asking somebody one time, change their whole life and give them some hope in bringing them closer to the Lord. The most beautiful spiritual people, I believe, in my opinion, are the ones who struggle and lack in faith. I have always said, encourage, don't discourage. If we stop discouraging people, making fun of people, bullying people, looking down on them because they have an addiction, or we don't understand why they're addicted, and we're saying they're not good people because, you know, I hear it all the time, they're not good people, they're on drugs. Well, guess what? They're on drugs because something, I bet, is going on in their life that we don't know about. And we're not all an open book. We don't tell our life stories to everyone we meet or everyone we come across. There are so many hidden things that eat our souls and our spirits that nobody knows about. They probably sit in their room and cry all night, and you're sitting there and you're judging them and you don't know. This world is tough enough that we don't need to have it any more hard than it needs to be. There are many kids in today's society that, you know, deal with things that I never dealt with or my friends have never dealt with in high school. I hear it all the time. There's not just girls who are anorexic or have eating disorders. There's boys, and they're being judged. It needs to stop. And all I can do is ask you to pray that we can see the light of Christ and give these things to Him to deal with so that we can live a happier life. Don't be ashamed to be wrong or ask for help. You should be proud and stand tall because the Lord is holding you up. It's so hard for some that have struggles that I have known to admit that they have a problem because it makes them look like a weaker person or they're ashamed. If you're ashamed, you should ask for help because no one should live their life like that. It's a dark place, it's a sad place, and life is filled with so many beautiful things and opportunities. And I have news, if you wake up tomorrow, you have a chance to change your life. You have a chance to walk in to Mass. You have a chance to speak to your parish and get help and to find peace with yourself. You have to heal as an individual in order for God to come into your heart. And He loves you so much, and He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you to take the opportunity to say, here I am, Lord. Take me, Father, and lead me in the right direction to walk in your light. You are my Father. When you truly have that moment and you give yourself to God, I promise that He is holding you up. You will know His strength. You will know His love. One who can do this is so strong, and you will overcome any kind of trial. There are wonderful places for you to get help in your community. You can ask your parish of faith-based centers, but please never again, please never think that it's the end, because it is the beginning of something so beautiful, and God's going to light the way. You know, you can find help in books and things, but I pray that everyone that's listening, if you know someone that's having trouble, don't ever give up. It's us too, the ones that want to help, that need to not give up on those that we love. And they need to know that just because they've done things in their past that did not define them who they are today. They're still in there somewhere. They're definitely in there. They just need to feel that love and encouragement. There's a song that I like to reflect to in my prayer. It's called The Eyes of the Storm, and it talks about you remain in control when you're in the middle of your trials and tribulations, and God protects you. And He can be your anchor, which you know, in saying he can help you stand your ground so you don't fall. And the love that surrounds you just keeps going and going and going, and it just, it overcomes you to the point where all those things seem so small because you're living so happy. And you start to see things and people in a different light. And there's also a part where it says, when the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. When I realize I've been sold out by my friends and my family, I can feel the rain reminding me, in the eye of the storm, you remain in control. I want to leave you with that. And I hope that you find this song as beautiful as I do. And I encourage to listen in a quiet area, to meditate and to reflect on your day and the things that might have upset you before, or the things that have happened, as in the bullying or these dark things and all these struggles that you have dealt with this week or in the past. And just know that no matter what comes into your life to try and affect you, praise it. Embrace it. Embrace the darkness. Embrace all the negativity. And say thank you for the bad, because I will guarantee you, you will appreciate all of the good and praise the good when it comes. You will appreciate it so much more. It's the power of praise. I'm going to leave you with a prayer, and also say that if you have any stories of healing or subjects you would like to discuss or questions, email the Light of Life community. I am going to end with, may God continue to bless you, and you have strength to keep fighting for your relationship with Him, and may you continue to move mountains on your journey, and have a very blessed week, and I will be talking with you soon.
When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and my red eyes, I can barely see. And when I'm feeling like I've been let down by my friends and my family, I can hear the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. Of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm, when my hopes and dreams are far from me, and I'm running out of faith, I see the future I picture slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You I just don't know how I'm gonna make ends meet. I did my best, now I'm scared to death that we might lose everything. And when a sickness takes my child away and there's nothing I can do, my only hope is to trust you. I trust you, Lord. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control.
control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor. When my sails are torn, your love surrounds me. In the eye of the storm,
my only hope is to trust you. I trust you, Lord.
Join Rachel again next week, same day, same time, for the next episode of Knowing God's Love on this LOL radio station or on your mobile device at www.rdo.to/WLOL. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 304-598-0026 or email info@lolradio.org. And if you or your friends want to listen to this program again, go to www.lolradio.org/on-demand.
I trust you, Lord.